This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know some of you guys listen to the show delayed, but some of you listen to it live. If you are live right now, we're live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Very rarely we'll do a replay if I have a doctor's appointment or if it's a holiday, but if you're live listening now, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Myra wants to know the difference between flu and COVID. And this is something we've talked about on the show before, but I want to open it up and talk about this because we are seeing cases rise. In fact, when you go to the CDC's flu view, they have flu view, I don't have a list, but that's still a hard thing to say, flu view. Too much oohs. I can't do the ooh sound very well. So flu view. We're seeing some spikes in cases in Nevada, in New Mexico. And so when you look at the country, you're starting to see rises in cases of flu. Normal for this time of year, but remember, we're not normal anymore. There is no normal. There's going to be like a new normal, I guess. But, you know, flu, we're in flu season. It's November. We're going to be coming into Thanksgiving soon. We are starting to get into the thick of flu season with it peaking December and January. So I am cautiously optimistic we're not going to have as bad a flu season as before. But I think we are going to have definitely more flu cases than last year. What complicates matters is we're not testing for flu. Now, in the hospitals, I believe we are. Some of the hospitals, they're testing. I can't speak for all of them, but most of the hospitals I've asked, they are testing for flu and COVID. But in terms of the average person, they're going to telemedicine. Telemedicine is fantastic. I work for telemedicine companies, but we're not testing you. So you call in, you got a fever, you got body aches, you got cough, you got runny nose, you got sore throat, maybe you got some diarrhea. Well, now what? Is it flu or COVID? And so if it's COVID, we'll tell you to isolate, we'll tell you to drink fluids. If it gets worse, go to the hospital, watch your blood oxygen if you have one of those little pulse oxes. Yet if you have the flu, we kind of should be giving you Tamiflu to minimize flu-related hospitalizations and death. So we can't do that, though, for COVID. It doesn't help COVID. We also don't want to do that for everybody that may or may not have flu because of resistance. We don't have a lot of antivirals out there for influenza. And so when do you guys tell the difference? How do you tell the difference? Well, before telemedicine, you would go into an urgent care, and then you would get swabbed, and they would tell you if you had the flu or not. If you had the flu, not only would they give you medication, but they would recommend that everybody in your family who's been exposed to you get Tamiflu. That's why when some of you guys are looking at what's going on with molnupiravir, the Merck drug for COVID, and some of the discussions about ivermectin and fluvoxamine and all that, it isn't very new thinking, because what we've been doing for flu right now is, all right, you've been exposed, you get on a medication, whether you're vaccinated or not. So we've already been, that's been our approach with flu. Why not have it our approach with COVID? It's just, here we are, almost 2 years since whatever happened at the lab happened, and we still don't have a medication that the FDA has approved to take as prevention. People are taking zinc, they're taking vitamin C, they're taking D, they're finding ivermectin, whatever, but we still don't have a Tamiflu for COVID. So if you call now telemedicine, you go, well, I think I have the flu or I think I have COVID. They can't run a test on you from there. I mean, they might be able to. Some companies send somebody to your house. So what are some signs? Well, COVID is very, very similar to flu, but there's some very, very mild differences. With flu, a lot of times you feel like you got hit with a ton of bricks to the minute. Whereas with COVID, you might start feeling ill. With cold, it's a lot more mild. So from cold, it's kind of more gradual. With COVID, you kind of feel bad. Then you feel worse, then you feel worse that day, and you go, wow, I think I have COVID. With flu, you're like, what the hell happened to me? I just got out of a meeting, and I felt fine. So flu, for now, on average, is a lot more abrupt. Same thing with the fever. With COVID, a lot of times the fever is 99, 100, and that fever is with you for about a week or two, and it waxes and wanes. With flu, the fever is usually a little different. And again, this isn't absolute. This is kind of generalized. With flu, when you get hit, that fever spikes. And that fever gets pretty damn high, 102, 103, 104. And then it peaks and drops after a few days. And then the fever's gone. Whereas with COVID, a lot of times the fever is mild and it comes and goes, comes and goes. So those are some of the two more common, you know, issues. The problem is I want you guys to figure out, I want you to figure out if you have flu right away. Because COVID, that could last a week, two, you could have long COVID. Flu, you're pretty much done in 5 to 7 days. The thing is if you're going to take that Tamiflu and take that preventative medicine, you got to do it within 48 hours. They used to say 72 hours. I say 48 to 72 hour window. So if you're like, well, look, flu lasts less than COVID. So if I spike by day 3 or 4, fever comes down, it's gone. By day 5, I had flu. Yeah, but if, you know, what if the fever doesn't come down? How do we know you still aren't having flu complications? So some people will say, oh, yeah, but the cough is worse. The cough is worse with what? Flu. It might be initially. The cough might be worse initially with COVID or with flu. But some COVID people have bad cough also. So you really can't base it on the sore throat, the runny nose, or the cough. It really is the onset of symptoms, how quick they come on, feeling like you got hit by a truck, and how high that fever is. But honestly, I just want to guess, get yourself swabbed for both. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what has dominated news headlines has been the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial. Apparently, I think the defense has rested. The prosecution has rested, I believe. Now the jury is going to begin deliberating on Monday. No more trial throughout the weekend. And there will, though, be, I guess, instructions for the jury on how they are supposed to go through the deliberation. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse was 17 at the time when he was in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the riots. And he had allegedly wanted to protect businesses and offer medical aid when he knew that there were going to be riots. There were journalists there, you know, and he brought an AR-15, and then scuffle happened, two people died, another one injured, and he is on trial for murder. Prosecution is requesting he faces first-degree intentional homicide, attempted first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, reckless endangering, and illegal possession of a weapon by a person under 18. Defense is saying, look, he feared for his life. any firing he did was appropriate within the law if he feared for his life. And so the back and forth with witnesses, you know, were there to help delineate if the picture of there was no time for him to try to de-escalate somebody threatening him, gunshots being fired, people saying kill him or whatever. And so it was, and I mean, again, and we're talking about a teenager. I mean, this kid's younger than my kids. And, you know, it's sad to see that anybody had to die that night. It's sad to see somebody now facing life in prison. It's sad to see kids feeling the need to have to go to a riot with guns to protect their city. This is just a cluster and a half all over. But the ramifications of this trial are going to be, I guess, reverberating for years, as people have accused Rittenhouse of being racist, the judge of being racist. The judge had made a joke about lunch, and I guess Asian food stuck in the port of Los Angeles, I believe, in terms of the supply chain. And so the judge, who has also kind of given, you know, some heat to the prosecution for some of the tactics the prosecution has done, the judge has received a lot of criticism. Kyle has received criticism for crying, being accused of fake crying, etc. But also the ramifications of, if we don't have enough law enforcement to defend our city and defend our businesses, what rights do we have? And what rights do we have to defend ourselves? And so this is obviously something that is very highly watched, because as we proceed, you know, and BLM in New York has threatened that there are going to be more riots and bloodshed if the new Democratic mayor rescinds what de Blasio did in terms of there being Crime Stoppers, and that's a whole more complex case. But we know riots are going to happen again. And so for those of us that might find ourselves caught in one, you know, if we shoot in self-defense, are we going to be accused of intentional homicide? I mean, applications for CCW, applications for us to protect ourselves and have weapons on our persons has gone up considerably since what happened last year. In fact, police departments can't file these applications fast enough and do the background checks fast enough that it takes months to be able to get your clearance and your CCW. And so this is something that might happen more and more as we see a very tumultuous future, a very divided future, people divided on how crime should be approached in cities, and you know, and now that there's less police, as police have been defunded and police have left and many have retired early, I think we're going to see more citizens or civilians try to protect their own homes, protect businesses, protect their community, and then get themselves in a world of heat like Kyle Rittenhouse did. I'm sure most moms are like, what were you doing there? Bad boy, you shouldn't have been there. But on the flip side, does that mean he has to go to jail for the rest of his life if he was there to try to protect a business and then he found himself caught in a firefight? And one might say, well, why did you bring an AR-15? I mean, you know how you don't bring a knife to a firefight. You brought an AR-15 looking for trouble. Or did he bring that weapon because he just wanted to keep walking? Keep walking. I'm just here to protect this place here. Just keep walking. You know, having a concealed carry, nobody knows you're armed to come mess with you. Maybe he wanted to, and I can't, you know, go into his head, but maybe he wanted to show, look, I'm here to protect this place, just keep it moving. But I don't know. I didn't get to listen to the whole testimony. Prosecutors, though, are going to ask Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder to allow the jury to consider possible lesser charges on some of the counts, potentially the intentional homicide and attempted intentional homicide charges. Rittenhouse's lawyers rested their case Thursday. That was about 2.5 days of testimony. Prosecution had 5 days of testimony. Prosecutors wanted to portray Rittenhouse as an instigator of the bloodshed, which took place during those nights And the defense has argued that Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense. So jury instructions will be worked out later today. Closing arguments are expected on Monday. Oh, I'm sorry. So they haven't rested yet. Closing arguments are going to happen on Monday. And then after closing arguments, names will be drawn to decide which 12 jurors will deliberate and which ones will be dismissed as alternates. 18 people have been hearing the case. So Rittenhouse, as we know, was 17 years old. And he and another friend traveled to the Wisconsin city of Illinois, or from Illinois, on October 25th. They wanted to protect businesses, provide medical aid. He fatally shot Joseph Rosenbaum, who was 36 years old, in an initial confrontation. Moments later, shot Anthony Huber, 26 years old, and wounded Gage Grosskreutz. So prosecutors say they're going to ask Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder to allow the jury to consider possible lesser charges on some of the counts, potentially the intentional homicide and attempted intentional homicide charges. They said one of the final witnesses for the defense was a use of force expert, John Black. He testified that less than 3 seconds passed between the time somebody fired a bullet in the air and Rittenhouse opened fire on the first man he shot. So he kind of took the stand for the defense to show that Rittenhouse had reason to fear for his life. Gunshots, being, you know, approached, somebody coming towards you. I think he was on the ground, somebody on top of them. And so, you know, Rittenhouse had testified that he heard a gunshot directly behind him as he was being chased by Rosenbaum. Then I guess he falls. Authorities said the shot was fired by someone else in the crowd. So It'll be interesting to see what happens. Kyle Rittenhouse's mom had done an interview on Sean Hannity's Fox News, Wendy Rittenhouse, and she had broken down in tears. She said it was really tough, obviously, to see her son go through this, yeah. And she thought the judge was fair. And she was pretty mad at Joe Biden because during his November 2020 campaign, Joe Biden referred to her son as a white supremacist. And so, you know, this all happened following the shooting of Jacob Blake that happened by police, I believe, during an arrest. And so, you know, when these riots happen, those people that want to protect businesses or want to be there to help, or maybe just want to get into the action. You know, maybe it's exciting. You're 17. There's a lot going on. You know, a bunch of people are going to be there to see what happens and videotape and say they were there. This is history in the making. And, I understand how people would want to be there. But it's one of those things where I don't think he realized the heap of trouble he could get himself into. And people shoot indiscriminately. People threaten indiscriminately. There was gunfire in a nighttime arena of riots and fire and havoc and lawlessness. There is not going to be logic. There's not going to be emotion put aside. There's not going to be people taking a deep breath. And so, sadly, not only can you be in this world of, you know, heat, and but then people are going to feel that you are racist. You're going to be called every name in the book. This judge, I don't know about his safety. I don't know who's going to take it to the next level, as he's been, from what we understand, getting threats. Kyle Rittenhouse getting threats. So this is, you know, what lessons can we learn? I think the biggest lesson is we can never be in a position again where it takes civilians needing to go and be there to defend buildings and stuff during a riot. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID is surging among many blue states with high vaccination rates, sparking concern among health officials. New Hampshire, Minnesota, Vermont, Illinois, New Mexico, Rhode Island, and Colorado all have seen the biggest spike over the last 2 weeks. In an effort to combat the surge in Illinois, Chicago Public Schools canceled classes today with the goal that students use the day off to get vaccinated. Consumer sentiment is running at its lowest level in a decade. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitudes fell nearly 5 points in early November, and it is now down more than 13% compared to 1 year ago today. As far as why, Republican Congressman from North Carolina Nancy Mace believes...
We're seeing skyrocketing inflation. We're seeing more spending than we've ever seen in our nation's at least recent history.
USA Radio News. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is announcing a recall of chicken patties.
The Food Safety and Inspection Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced Innovation Solutions is now recalling nearly 100,000 pounds of raw ground chicken patty products. The agency announced the recall of the raw chicken, saying that the Kent, Washington-based company issued the recall after receiving complaints about customers finding bones in the chicken burger product. The agency said it's concerned that some products may be stored in people's freezers, and it's urging people to not eat the meat and dispose of it or return it to the place of purchase. The products affected by the recall include Trader Joe's chili lime chicken burgers and spinach feta chicken sliders. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The president hitting the road to promote his infrastructure bill next week. The president heading to New Hampshire and Michigan. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys are having blizzard warnings, which is kind of early this time of the year, I think. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it's still 70 degrees, and I'm not happy about it. I know I should be, because a blizzard warning is some pretty serious stuff, but I like snow. I prefer snow. I've lived in snow. I like snow. I don't like brown Christmases. I like white Christmases. I just, you know, I want to see snow. I don't want to see desert during the winter. But winter alerts were put up yesterday for 2 million people across the northern plains and upper Midwest, including the first blizzard warnings of the season. According to NBC News, the blizzard warnings in particular were for parts of northeastern South Dakota and extreme western Minnesota. They say the region is part of, quote, Blizzard Alley, and it's early for the season's first blizzard. November blizzard warnings are rare. They say the last time one was issued for this part of South Dakota was 5 years ago. Before that, 2008. Wind alerts are also up for 11 million people as winds, they say, could gust as high as 50 miles an hour. Rain was forecast to change over to snow by the second half of the day. Thursday, across the northern plains, upper Midwest, there was about 8 inches of snow. Falling across North Dakota, Minnesota, high wind, snow, poor visibility. I saw a meme where they go, in Minnesota, we play a game called Am I Still on the Road? And I guess it showed where you couldn't see the road. It was all covered in snow. And interestingly, I was in Minnesota a few years back. And I forget what time of year it was, but it was a really, really bad rainstorm. It wasn't bad for Minnesotans, but for somebody like me from the desert, I thought I was in, like, hurricane weather. And I seriously could not see the road. It was really, really bad rain. And I was just praying that nobody was stopped in front of me. I was on a highway. I was driving to my network because I wanted to say hi to Daniel and Jason and everybody there. And so I decided to drive into Burnsville and from Minneapolis, and I couldn't see the road. It was so rainy. It was such heavy rain. I was driving like 25 miles an hour, and it was some scary stuff. So Minnesotans and North Dakotans, you guys are pretty tough out there. And then I saw another meme where somebody said, I like to pretend I'm in the Millennium Falcon going at warp speed. And then they put another picture of a snowstorm coming towards their window. I feel your pain, guys. This is pretty tough. So hang in there. So the storm system is now shifting east. Strong winds, heavy rain in the mid-Atlantic, northwest, urban corridor from Washington to Boston are going to get pretty hit. They say travel along Interstate 95 is going to be nasty. I have an Interstate 95, but my guess is our 95 is going to be okay. Lots of rainfall for Washington, New York, Boston. But they say it's a fast-moving storm, should hopefully leave the East Coast by later today. So, excuse me. Be safe out there, guys. Bad weather's coming. Flu's coming, cold's coming, COVID's coming, not an easy time. Now, what do I like to do when it starts getting cold and we get into the fall season and then winter season? And I like to eat. I always like to eat. But I like my arroz con pollo. I like to get chicken. And then I like the dark meat chicken. And then I mix it with cheese. And then I mix it with Spanish rice. And I have a bowl of it. And I could just eat that all day long. Really yummy stuff. Anyway, about 100,000 pounds of raw ground chicken patty products, mostly sold at Trader Joe's, have now been recalled. 100,000 pounds. Okay, our food industry can't deal with this. This is not good. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service said in a press release that the affected ground chicken might be contaminated with extraneous material, specifically pieces of bone. Now, that's a cluster and a half. Trader Joe's items affected, the ones are two frozen chicken products, the chili lime chicken burgers, and the spinach feta chicken sliders. Ooh, those sound good. The USDA said the problem was discovered by the manufacturer, Washington-based Innovation Solutions, and said consumer complaints reported findings of bone in the chicken burger product. So there's tons of lot codes, 2281, 2291, 2311. So I definitely go online, Trader Joe's, or look at the affected chili lime chicken burgers. But throw them out, they say, or return them to the store. They were sold nationwide between August 16th and September 29th. The USDA said there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions. Thank God. But, you know, again, how do these things happen? And so one thing we're being told with this whole supply chain crisis and labor chain crisis, shortage and all that, is that there's going to be not an end in sight for a while. Well, maybe when the pandemic ends. And so if you have a labor shortage, then you have less people doing their job. You have one person overworked doing the job of many. If you have an inspection unit and with a government or public, you know, office, even though the government is giving money to the government, still, we have to assume those places are understaffed. We have to believe there's mechanics. I mean, if there's supply chain crises that's affecting our cargo areas, our ships, our drivers, our trains, our warehouse workers, you could bet your butt that there's also these same crises that are happening in the food industry. So when I hear that there's bone in a chicken patty when it's not supposed to be, that means some machine is cutting up. That means the food is not being deboned like it's proper, like it's supposed to. That means bones are getting into the machinery. That means somebody is not doing their job and oversight. It also means we have faulty equipment. You know, one thing we do when there's a labor shortage is we rely on equipment. Well, that means the equipment has problems. And if it took a complaint by somebody, how long has this been going on for? So these recalls have always happened. They're nothing new. No need to make a big whole deal and a whole segment on how bad a food recall is. But again, and I keep saying this, just like with what happened with the vaccines and the mess ups with the pharmacies, is we only hear about it once it gets caught. What other halfway slipshod stuff is being done? And this has to do with our food safety. This has to do with our vaccine administration. This has to do with medicine. This has to do with our education. You know, what COVID did, and a lot of us took advantage of this, is, you know what, we could get away with it. It's COVID. Everybody's going to understand. So some of our work ethic might have lapsed, but you know what? We're in a pandemic. Everybody needs to have some patience. The problem is you could never in medicine be less than 100%. You could never in food safety be less than 100%. In education, you better not be less than 100%. In law enforcement, less than 100%. You cannot do that. You can't. You have to be right all the time. And so that's what's expected, and that's what we're trained for. So what we're seeing now is not only a less than 100%, we're seeing a 32% or a 25%, and that's dangerous. Our labor shortage or supply chain crisis is a public health crisis, and it's a public health issue. Some of you are really excited about the mandates. You love the mandates. Again, if the mandates are a part of this, playing a role, then they are causing a new public health crisis. 1-877-DOCDELI.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember I warned you guys that if there was going to be a supply chain issue and labor shortage and all the issues we're having with the cargo containers, it was going to extend to medications. And I know some of you go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're being so dramatic and you're just blowing things out of proportion. And I'm like, no, my vaginal estrogen might be in the port of L.A. on a ship, just sitting there, waiting to get to my vagina. And it's just sitting there on a ship. I don't want anything that belongs in my Lily out in the middle of an ocean sitting there deteriorating, decomposing. If it needs to be, right, in my Lily, it needs to be there. Oh, so dramatic, so dramatic. There's going to be nothing that happens. We have plenty of medications here in the United States. Well, FDA is saying we have a drug shortage. At least 100 of them. Now, I'm going to write this up so you guys can see and access the link so you know. But people, 80% of our drugs aren't made here in America. We get them from China. We get them from India. We get them from other countries. So if they're sitting on a boat and they can't unload, or they're in some cargo container, I mean, maybe they're on ice, maybe they're in some climate-controlled box, your prices are going to go up, or you are going to run out of the medication. So the FDA has now warned us and listed that many popular drugs, Adderall, oxycodone, insulin, are running low nationwide. There was a gentleman being interviewed in Tennessee, Steve Beasley. He can't find his iron dextran for his iron infusions. He says, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place right now. None of the pharmacies around here can get it, or they can compound it in-house. In fact, some companies just aren't even making iron dextran. And what really worries me is Narcan is now in short supply. Okay, if you guys remember, before all this COVID, we had an opioid crisis, or what was perceived as at the fault of pharmaceutical companies and doctors being duped. Even though more people died of other things, we did have many people overdose on opioids and they not have Narcan. So, fantastically, we started to get Narcan out to as many people as possible. Now that's in short supply. So, not a fan of us having supply chain issues, poor management, mandates. I'm not a fan. Not a fan at all. So, when we look at some of the drugs we're looking at here, some of them are antibiotics. Some of them are infusions. Let me take a look here if I could read some of these. It's kind of hard to read because I just lost my glasses, so cut me some slack, Jack. I dropped my glasses. I dropped my glasses, and I'm old. All right. So, some cortisone. Now, these are cortisone tablets. So, we use these for adrenal insufficiency. These are not medications that you could just go down to Mexico and get over the counter. These are some serious injections. These are some serious medication sugar. There was a dextrose 5% injection shortage. Now, from what we understand, that is being resolved. But if we don't have dextrose injections, that, you know, we're losing out on electrolytes. We're losing out on infusions. Digoxin. Us being short on digoxin is life or death for our heart patients. You can't be out of these things. Dopamine, diltiazem. Let me see some things that, you know, oh, fluvoxamine. Well, fluvoxamine is now in shortage because people have seen the studies how fluvoxamine can help prevent severe COVID. So I'm not surprised about that. I knew fluvoxamine would be an issue. But again, hydrocortisone injection, hydroxyzine, ketamine. These are things commonly used. Let me see, furosemide. Furosemide are congestive heart failures patients. We need to give them diuretics. Furosemide is in short supply. This is not good. And again, these are just a handful of drugs that are currently in shortage. And lorazepam, we use that to prevent DTs in the hospital. Misoprostol, these are, oxytocin. Oxytocin, we use that for stopping postpartum bleeding. We use that in labor and delivery. We need our medications. And so this isn't about hiring more people to work at the port. This is our dependency on other countries for our medications. How vulnerable are we? why the hell are we needing to ship these medications? And if we are having still a supply chain issue infrastructurally within the U.S., why are we so vulnerable? Why is it that difficult to have enough companies make these medications? Is it that also we're overusing medications? You know, many of us did not go to the doctor. Many of us did not seek medical care. We let our diabetes go. We let our high blood pressure go. We let that breast mass go, breast lump go. We have an infrastructure problem, a healthcare problem, and I don't know if this $1.7 trillion package helped with that or not. I don't know. I didn't really see or hear a lot about our hospitals and about our medications. I know they want to help cut drug costs, but how do you do that when you need more warehouses, when you need more R&D, when you need more of a supply chain? So OSF Healthcare says it's a supply chain where there's various disruptors that has really significantly downstream impact. 80% of our drugs are imported. So we have shortages on antibiotics, everything. So did you prepare when I told you guys to? If not, what do you do now? So what you do now is whatever you think you need a refill of in 2 weeks or for Christmas time, pretend and imagine it not being there. And you get your butt into a doctor and you make sure you have a workaround. So if there's a medication that you love, it's been working for your blood pressure, double check on the FDA list, you know, and I'm going to post it if it's in short supply. And if it's not listed, just be prepared that it could be in short supply. And you have a plan with your medical provider on what to do and what happens if you can't get a medication in a pharmacy. I'm being told right now from patients, pharmacy doesn't have that. Pharmacy doesn't have it. Switch a drug, switch a drug. Well, what if you left your doctor's office and you can't get a hold of your doctor? Does your doctor need to give you ahead of time two or three different choices? What I used to do, and I don't know if the pharmacies like it or not, but what I used to do when we had some shortages before is I would say, look, give this patient this drug. If this drug is not available, give him this one. If that's not available, give him that one. And three medications with an or in between them, because I didn't want all of them filled, allowed that pharmacist to not have to stop everything to call me, and it was there in an order where you could change it to this or this depending on what you have. Maybe that's what medical providers need to do. Now that everything isn't written and it's electronic, it doesn't work that way. You know, you just put in the prescription, you put in the prescription, and there it is. So shall it be written, so shall it be done, and that prescription gets done. But maybe what we do need to do is to go back to some handwritten, say, look, if that patient's cortisone injection isn't available, if that patient's medication isn't accessible, can you do this instead? Substitutions allowed is only really for generics. They can't just pick a randomly different medication. But there is a drug shortage, and if you are on any drugs or any pharmaceuticals, you better have a conversation with your provider now before you run out this Christmas. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.